The day after the Texans win the preseason opener in Charlotte, head coach Gary Kubiak goes to the podium, recaps the game, but starts with some injury news about nose tackle Sean Cody.
He's got a disc issue, John. Really still in an evaluation process. He received an epidural today, and then we're going to see how he reacts to that. So I think it's going to be a couple of days before we really know exactly what we're looking at, but obviously he's going to miss some time here this week.
So you like the two guys you got behind him?
Yeah, I mean, Sonny's been out. We missed Sonny, so we're hoping to get him back tomorrow. Earl's played well. And then, of course, Lonnie, our young guy that we had got from BYU, made some plays last night. So, yeah, we like those guys, but at the same time, we are kind of beat up on the defensive line just in general. And, we've got a good 2 more weeks of, so-called training camp to continue to battle through. So, could be an issue, so something we'll have to work through.
Coach, your thoughts on the right side of the offensive line after looking at the tape?
I think that Butler and Caldwell played like they were, more veterans than the other two, which you would expect, but I think they all did some good things. The young kid came in, I thought he did some good things, especially in pass pro. I thought Newton was a little inconsistent, but continues to flash. It's going to be a good battle. We played those guys more than probably any of our other older players last night, and that will be on a continuous basis these next couple of weeks. So we'll see. But I think they kind of played the way I expected them to play, really.
Outside of Trendon's touchdown return, what did you think of the return game altogether?
It's ahead of our coverage game, I would say that. I think we've been doing some good stuff from that standpoint. We're much better with our upfront guys and kick return. We've got some veteran special teams players. When you talk about Nading and Brayman and Dobbins and those guys, they've been playing together for a while. But Trendon did do some nice things on his own, too. And as I said last night, the big return was nice. But the thing I liked, the other ones were positive, too. So there's some things he can improve on. I didn't think he should have fair caught that one punt. I think he should go ahead and try to make a play there. But, it was a big step for him in the right direction.
Do you plan to try and incorporate him into the offense as well? That's something you've talked about a lot with him being important.
Yeah, he did not play well. I don't know if he played any offensively last night. But the biggest thing we're going to do is we're going to give him a chance to be our all-time returner. That's what we're trying to give him a chance to do. Yes, he's come a long way offensively as far as knowing what we're doing. The thing he's caught up in right now is my evaluation with him is going to be a big priority on special teams because I've got the issue with all the other young receivers, trying to get Posey along and Martin along and Alestar, so we've got such a battle going on there from that standpoint that reps are kind of at a premium right now. So that was kind of on me.
Keyshawn Martin got that end around yesterday. How exciting is that for you to be able to use him in all those different kind of ways that he brings?
Yeah, y'all can see. I mean, he has tremendous speed. He outran a couple of guys right there, found a way to make a 10, 11-yard gain where it might be a 5-yard loss. But a very talented young man. I thought he held himself together pretty good, had some mistakes, some consistency stuff. But for a guy, to be here for 2 weeks and start at receiver in his first preseason game, I thought he did a pretty good job.
What do you think about Jonathan Grimes?
I've been impressed with him the whole time. Y'all know that. Not only played well offensively, but played well special teams. He and Megan both showed up for Joe on special teams. He's a very reliable, sharp young man, handles himself like he's been around for a couple of years, and, it showed on the field last night.
The two red zone trips that yielded the short field goals, do you just attribute that to first preseason game rustiness or some execution issues?
I would attribute it to bad execution. I thought we had some opportunities to make some plays. We didn't execute one time, I think, at quarterback, another time at receiver. The field gets smaller down there, and you got to make the little plays. And something we've been working really hard on in practice. The key to us in the red zone is running the ball well. And overall, if we play better in the red zone last night, there's a lot more points. So getting down there was a good thing, but it was a negative as far as what we did offensively.
On the health side this week, looking forward, who can we be expecting back?
I'm hoping you get Sonny back tomorrow. I'm going to know more here this evening. Crick should be back tomorrow. We should get him back. Jackson, our receiver, we got a chance of getting back. Brian Johnson getting back. Tomorrow might be a little early, but I think by Tuesday we got a chance of having all those guys back.
Coach, was there a particular unit that you were most impressed with yesterday?
Uh, No, I just think, you know, first off, I liked our conditioning. I thought our football team, you know, showed very good conditioning throughout the course of the game. I thought we held up well. You know, I thought each area had some very positive things going on. You know, defensively, get to the quarterback 8 times or 9 times, whatever it ended up being. That was exceptional. You know, to pinpoint exactly one thing, you know, I mean, it'd be hard to do. A lot of good things going on.
Aaron got one carry, obviously a carry that he fumbled. Did you talk with him about ball security? Do you think that'll be a concern at all?
Well, Aaron knows he's got to hang on to the ball. I mean, I don't have to tell him that. I do tell him on a regular basis, but he knows that. You know, I normally would have went right back to him and handed it to him again, but I had a play count on all of our ones, and you know, regardless of what happened, I was going to stick to it. So he'll get his work. We'll pick up his work this week.
How about four sets of play, Gary?
Pretty consistent, Matt. Kind of the way he's been in camp, and did some good stuff for Joe. He's a you know, he's played a lot in this league, so it's not too big for him, and he understands what we're doing. So I thought he did some good stuff. Made some really nice runs a couple of times when we didn't block it very well. And like I said, covering kicks for Joe will be a big part of him being a part of this team. So he did that as well.
The pecking order there is still to be determined, though. You don't have a –
Talking about as far as the backs?
As far as those – yeah.
Yeah, I mean, third. I think there's a great competition going on at 3, 4, and 5, if that's what you're asking me, all for our third spot. So all those guys have shown good things, and they've all shown that they should be able to help Joe. So that kind of puts them all on equal footing here as we move forward. And, you know, Arian and – Ben, obviously, I got to pick up their workload this week and make sure they get carries as we proceed to week one.
How about an overview of your quarterback's play?
I thought it was pretty good. You know, I liked what I saw from Matt. I thought he was sharp. I thought it been a while since he'd been in the pocket. You know, other than the turnover, which, you know, we caught a corner fire, a blitz that we did not pick up. But he's got to protect the ball right there. But I thought he looked like himself. TJ, I think TJ's growing as a player, getting better and better. John Beck handled himself really well. And then I think Case did a good job. You know, he's working with our young offensive line. We had some breakdowns up front, but he found a way to keep things positive and move the football. So I'll give him some more this week. But I thought all four of them did some pretty good things.
Gary, is Andre, are you going to play him? Or are you going to keep him on the 20-play limit? And is Cushing going to be back at practice tomorrow?
Yeah, I didn't mention Cush. Cush should be on the field in the morning. He's doing great. He's feeling really good. Y'all know we left him at home, and he's had a good weekend, so he's back to himself. Andre, I mean, you know, it's early, John. It's Sunday. But, yeah, I mean, he should play. If everything goes according to schedule, he should play this week. He could have played in the game, but he was behind everybody else practice time-wise, so it didn't make a lot of sense to me. He did get a good workout yesterday, but we'll continue to push him forward, and I expect him to get his reps this weekend. Is it as many as the ones we'll play? I don't know. We'll see.
Garrett Graham had 3 catches yesterday. All of them went for first downs. Does he look like he's ready to take on a bigger role with this team this year?
Well, he's a very much improved player, you know, and we've seen that the last 2 weeks. It didn't just happen last night. He's come a long way. He's bigger, stronger. He's faster. He's had a great offseason with Cedric. Cedric really did a heck of a job with him. And if he continues to step the way he has his first few weeks, it's going to be a really nice year for him. I've been very impressed with his play.
One more thing. What do you think about Lestar Jean last night?
I did some really good stuff. I need to get consistent because he's got a chance to be a heck of a player, you know. And but, you know, made some tough catches last night for us. Did a pretty good job in the run game. Made a couple tackles on special teams, but needs to continue to get consistent in what he's doing because he's got a chance to be a big-time player in this league, not just a good player. So we're going to push him trying to find that next level.
You touched on the defense. I mean, were there any areas that really – you know, did you have any major issues on defense?
Penalties, really. I mean, the guy we played so well, and the one touchdown drive we gave up, I think there was 3 big pass interference penalties or holding penalties. So, you know, as I told him after the game, we play a lot of man coverage, so we got to be disciplined in our approach and how we do things. But overall, defensively, I mean, you give up 160 yards in any football game, you're playing darn well. And the way we got to the quarterback, and it was a lot of people getting to the quarterback, so that was impressive.
And then I was going to ask you, you touched on the 8 penalties. What were the most concerning, that the pass interference ones were the most concerning?
I would just say overall, just penalties in general. I mean, we had our share offensively. We jumped off sides on special teams. We were off sides on a kickoff one time. You know, just things that are discipline, you know, that you can't have in a game. So we had our share, and we'll have to go back and fix those tomorrow.
Did either one of the kickers step ahead in the competition, or is that too close still?
You know, I think maybe Shane kicked off a little bit better than a young buck, okay? But I think they both kicked well, you know, and then I was very impressed with Randy, you know, the last field goal. I don't know that I'm kicking that field goal in a regular season game right there in that situation in the game, but we wanted to give him a chance. And, boy, you know, he put it in the net from, what, 52 or 53. So he's been impressive, but Shane's having a good camp too, so it's going to be a very good competition. Yeah, John, I hear you.
Going back to those penalties, what'd you think of the replacement officials?
You know, like I said last night, I've got so many things to worry about myself. You know, I mean, I know they're working hard and trying to get ready for the season themselves. And like I said, my concentration's got to be on fixing penalties, you know, so that's what I'll try to do with our team.
They got the one on Nolan, right? Nolan made a great play. Could you talk about that?
Oh, you're talking about the interception?
Yeah,
that was a heck of a, you know, that's finishing plays, John. We talk all the time to our players about finishing plays. And, you know, Troy played to the whistle right there and was able to get that ball out. So, you know, Troy has a knack. He has a knack for coming up with fumbles, interceptions. You know, he has a way of getting his hands on the ball, and last night was no exception.
Did Posey get any targeted DM?
You know, John, he had one that I can think of where Case missed him on a curl route. You know, I actually told him last night, you know, I said, hey, I know you didn't get a chance to touch the ball like some of the other guys, but you'll get your opportunities. He worked well, John. He worked well in the game. He played a little special teams. The thing I want to see him do better, and I've told him this and I've told Larry this, is when he makes mistakes, we need to correct them where they don't come up again. And, you know, I think a lot of that has to do with missed time last year in college. But the ability is there, and us getting him consistent in what we're doing, he's going to be able to help us, but we got to get him consistent.
What will you plan to do different against 49ers since it's the second game?
We'll really pick up our reps. You know, I've got Arian's got to get his touches, start to get his touches and get ready for the season. Obviously, we just won last night. Very physical football team. We'll play our ones at least a quarter and a half, John, you know, as we move forward, and it'll be a good test for us. I just got through watching the film of them against Minnesota. They look very good.
How'd you think some of the guys did filling in for, you know, with Cushing and Sharpton out, some of the guys, Mr. Alexander and Tim Dobbins?
Well, I did a heck of a job. You know, Mr. gets his first start as a pro, and, you know, we played well defensively. So Mr. was out there doing his job. I think Dobbins is a much improved player, kind of like Garrett Graham that we talked about. Dobbins had a great camp and played very well last night. You know, Timmy Jamison jumps at me. He's had a lot of reps because of J.J. being out. Played very well in the game, but, you know, defensively as a whole, we played hard and we were very productive.
Typically, preseason game number one is going to be some good, some bad, and even some ugly. I didn't see much ugly myself, but how would you characterize it, more good than bad?
There was some ugly. I should brought you up to watch the film with me. There was some ugly. You know, I mean, there's you know, when you play a lot of people, you know, you're trying to find some consistency in what you're doing. The thing I worry about in the first game, I tell the guys all the time, hey, you're going to make mistakes, let them go, but I want to see you play hard. You know, I want to see you give effort. We gave great effort in the game, so I'm very pleased with that. And there's a lot of things for us to move forward on, but at the same time, it's a lot of things we can't do if we're going to win in week one, and we're smart enough to know that.